Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Direct from the Intercom studio, Shannon in the Morning with Patty and the crew, and checking in on the Star Phone, one of our favorite people, a lady who turned a $1,000 loan into a real estate empire. Please welcome Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank back to the show.
Ooh, what a delivery. You make it sound so important. I love it. I'm floating over here. Ah, not really. It's history.
You know, Barbara, I clipped this out the other day, a piece from USA Today, and they got the top four Shark Tank products, and I was really amazed at how well they've done. The Scrub Daddy sold 170
Ouch.
Million.
Ouch, no, do not mention any products that I passed on. Please don't do that. This is too painful already.
How about the Squatty Potty?
Oh, another one. I thought it was stupid.
140 million sold.
Oh, God. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Cut it out.
Did you pass on the ugly Christmas sweaters?
Yes. I couldn't believe anyone would put a dime on that thing.
$100 million.
Cut it out. Cut it out.
How do you stay on the show, Barbara?
I'm not even sure, honestly, if they're going to base it on how much money we're making.
She's selective.
I obviously don't have a knack for picking product. Am I right about that?
No, you're wrong about that.
Why is that?
You're an amazing ambassador for what you do.
No. Who wants to be an ambassador? We're there to make some money.
Well, there is that.
That's her hobby, you know.
Yeah. No, you know, but in defense of myself, before you go another second farther making me feel terrible about myself, which you've already succeeded in doing, in defense of myself, what I'm great at is picking the right people, and I'm great at building service businesses. And you can't say to a service business, so it's sold this many burgers. What you just have is the number of branches they've opened, what the equity is worth. I have a different thing I'm doing there. You have to remember.
So the Squatty Potty is not your cup of tea.
No. You know why I didn't invest in that? I did not trust the entrepreneur who was pitching. Ooh. He brought his mother with him, and he looked to his mother for every answer he had. And he was a grown man. So I thought, oh, my God, why would I want to get that guy as my partner? Which is probably wrong. I should have just grabbed it and ran.
You know what's interesting is I've even seen some products that you guys have all passed on that then show up in a store. And that I find that really interesting. It's like you just having it on the show gives them a little leg up.
Well, can I tell you, the biggest deal last year was a guy who we all passed on. It's a doorbell product that you could look on your phone and see the door, the ring, and it sold for $2 billion. And we all didn't even get it. We just like almost dismissed him as he started speaking. So shame on us.
I have one on my house because I have a very old house and the wiring was crazy. So that worked perfectly for me.
Oh, damn. I missed that sale too, even on your house.
Yes.
Even Cuban let that go?
Yeah, and it's a technology play. Usually if Mark is interested in something on technology, I try to grab a hold of him and hang on for a little piece of the deal. But if he's not going for it, I don't know enough about it to really confidently say I'm putting my money down. So I watch him, and he was like not the least bit interested. I guess I won't pay attention to him anymore.
So you guys have got season 10,
and
it is something special, right?
Yes, it really is. You know what we've done this season? We've had a lot of great guest shark, but that's not unusual anymore. Mm-hmm. But what we have is we have a lot of tear-jerking episodes where people have poured their mortgage in their house into their product. They're on their last string. So we have more grassroots businesses, which I think really resonates well with the people at home. Less sophistication and more real deals, you know? So I think you're going to have and we've spent so much of our time this season laughing our buns off on that show. And if we're laughing and laughing and laughing and wiping our eyes, you know that people are going to enjoy it at home. I think it really is our best season, but everybody was pushing for it. A lot of pressure on us after 9 years. We wanted to hit it out of the park at 10, and we were reminded every day by our bosses, you better do better. You better do better.
Shark Tank, Sundays, 9 p.m. on ABC7. And let's not forget Barbara's podcast. What's the name of that podcast? podcast?
Oh, come on. Business Unusual. Wherever you listen to podcasts, just stick my name in and you'll get it. We're doing well with it. And I think I have some smart things to say, despite what you say I do on Shark Tank.
You have amazing things to say.
And you passed on Scrub Daddy. I can't
keep it out. Cut it out.
Thank you, Barbara. Great job.
Goodbye. Don't buy those products, by the way. Don't buy them.
Okay.
Leave them alone. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.